now.
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother, dig it. Stop right on.
All right, good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. The new Earl Ingram Show at 540 AM WAUK and 101 FM The Shaw. You can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. And how you doing, Sam?
Good, Earl. Snowy day today. A little cold.
It's a snowy day. It's a little cold, but I'm back in the saddle again.
Good to see you in studio, that's for sure.
You know, I haven't been in a radio studio for almost 2 years. I've been doing, for those of you who don't know, I've been doing radio from home ever since COVID reared its ugly head. And I guess actually before that, when the radio station back in Milwaukee, you know, shut down. I haven't really done radio from a studio. It's strange. It really is. But I'm excited about, you know, having this opportunity again. You know, doing it from your living room or dining room is not the same as doing it from a studio.
No, we're getting a legitimate feeling around here now that we're getting a little better, we're looking a little more legit.
it's a huge studio here, and you know, really excited about the prospects of what we're going to be doing in it. You know, studio is one thing, but what you do inside the studio is what really makes the difference. So really excited about it. And before we get started, I want to let everybody know that I've got the best guy who I could ever think of having. If there was one guy that I would want to have at a critical juncture in time like this, to talk about what's happening in Ukraine and Russia, it's Sandy Williams. And Sandy Williams is going to be joining me in studio at 9 o'clock, and we're going to be talking all things Russia, Ukraine, and the impact that it's going to have globally. I was listening to Matt Flynn earlier, and Matt is a champion and a man who is as knowledgeable as almost any when we're talking about these types of subjects. So to have a Matt Flynn, you know, followed by a Sandy Williams, I think is an amazing, amazing thing for one little radio station. So we're going to have a great dialogue, a great conversation with Sandy Williams. I'm looking really forward to it as he makes his way to the new studio. I'll tell you something. I really am a little beside myself because, once again, you know, we're talking about all these things that that a nation should be pulling together on with this invasion, and yet there are folk who want to point a finger at Joe Biden and say, well, you know, as I was watching these different news outlets on yesterday, as everybody probably was riveted to, especially those who are in the media, were riveted to the news outlets to get the information about what was happening. Not only was I riveted to those things for that reason, but of the invasion, but also to see the response of people who call themselves conservatives. And I just, for the life of me, this is a time like there's never been a time in history, not that there's been an invasion of another nation, not that Russia has invaded another nation, but where the United States has not, the people and the politicians of this nation have not joined together historically, as it's always has in order to say we're going to speak with one voice and we are united. And yet, you know, there's a segment of our population that is so deranged that they want to point the finger and say, well, this wouldn't have happened if Donald Trump was still in office. And I'm like, man, can you really be that ignorant that you somehow think that what Vladimir Putin has decided to do, that an ignoramus like Donald Trump, he could have stopped this? And if you are a person who thinks that, you know, I don't know if it's even worth our time even listening to you. Because if you are so delusional that you think that the move that Vladimir Putin made and Russia made was based on the fact that Joe Biden is president and not Donald Trump, it's not a whole lot of hope for you intellectually. Excuse me. And that you are just a person who is so far gone, you've given up your own ability to think. But yet there's so many people in this country right now who really believe that. And we're on the precipice of what could be a major war. I really don't even believe what is taking place. Because for so long, that people around the globe, especially heads of nations and heads of state, have ruled this day. They knew and did not want to see the possibility of anything like this happening. And make no mistake about it, this is no joke. This is a serious, serious, serious situation that is happening in the world right now and could lead possibly to World War III. Let's not act as though, well, this is a small thing that took place. It is not. And it requires the fact that Fox News and other conservative outlets need to be exposed, and no reporter should be silent about what has been the response. As I was watching Fox News this morning, of those folks, this is not about making money, as Fox News is wanting to do. And to be focused solely on, you know, our ratings. It's not about your ratings, you know, whether or not people should go, you know, and whether or not the troops of this nation should be ordered into Ukraine by Joe Biden, and the fact that Joe Biden, who has the weight of the world on his shoulders, make no mistake about it. Whatever it is you want to say, Joe Biden is the president of the United States, and that includes every citizen of this nation, is right now under the control of the decisions that will be made by Joe Biden, who is, again, the president of all the citizens of this nation, all of the states, and all of the elected officials, all are under the power and decision, the decision-making power of President Joe Biden, and should be praying for the fact that he makes the right decisions at such a time. But I'll digress for a moment, and we'll get into that more with Sandy Williams. But I want to go to our state assembly, which passed just a litany of lunatic bills. I don't think anybody expected anything different. You know, earlier this week, I was talking with Professor Bob Harvey about, you know, what is happening with conservative movement in this country. And certainly we're going to talk some with, and also yesterday with Joe McNally, pointing out just how dangerous this conservative movement is. And anybody who may think we're overstating that should have noticed the response by many in the conservative movement on yesterday. Almost a celebratory response by some lunatic Republicans and conservatives who really need to be pointed out at this time and made an example of as we look at what is a horrible, horrible time right now in the world. So when we come back from break, I'm going to talk about some bills that the Assembly passed. And you just look at the Assembly of the state of Wisconsin, the folk who are in the Assembly, and, you know, where they're from. And there is no independence of thought with these people. And I don't know if that's ever going to come back. Those people are entrenched, firmly entrenched in the state capitol now, and they will be for some time to come, and maybe the next decade or more, they're going to be in those positions making these crazy, attempting to make these crazy laws. And if Tony Evers, whatever you think of Governor Evers, was not there as a safeguard, man, I don't know where we would be or what we would do. We've got to go to a break. You can join us at 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the new Earl Ingram Show, 540 AM WAUK and 101 FM The Shaw. We'll be right back. See what's going on.